Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Now here he is with his first big-time NFL kick. From 52 for the lead. Gallus nails it. And the last of the unbeatens has fallen in the NFL. The Bills have lost at home, and the New England Patriots let everybody know they are here. The Patriots come into Orchard Park and beat the Bills 23-20.
We're back.
High noon-ish. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. I'll reiterate. I thought that kick had no chance last night. Like, zero chance whatsoever. 52 yards with this kid.
I'm like, oh, boy.
I'm like, here we go. Overtime, as you pointed out earlier, Keith, at best, like, there's a chance.
All Josh Allen needs is, like, one dart, and then you're down there. And then Matt Prater comes out, who's good from, like, 70.
One dart, and Prater kicks a 60-yard field goal, and you wind up losing.
You're like, that was fast.
Those are the stakes there. And the kid
nailed it.
Drilled it, yeah, which I just didn't. I didn't see that at all.
And, like, you meant no chance, like, walking out there. Because the second he hit it, you're like, oh, that's good.
Oh, no, it was right down the middle.
The second he hit it, you're like, oh, that's good.
I mean, when they're setting him up and he's walking onto the field, I'm like, not a chance this kid's hitting this. And he drilled it.
They needed a few more yards. You're like, no, they didn't. And so that's massive. Like, obviously, it's a Drake May day. It's a Steph Diggs revenge game. But, like, lost in it is your rookie kicker in week five. Hitting a kick, it takes some guys years to even have an opportunity like that, let alone make it. Like, that's awesome for his confidence going forward.
It is. And so, score one for Vrabel and his football ops, you know, whoever that is. Cowden, stretch.
Stretch, yeah.
You know, maybe Elliott Wolf, probably not. So, you know, score one for those guys because...
No, I don't think he had
I don't think so either.
That,
no. They stood by that kicker, which we were all kicking and screaming about.
Yep.
No pun intended, week one. So, good job by him. Meanwhile, it did really truly feel like a Drake May statement game. Keith.
Holy smokes. Some of the plays that he made. And what a weird game, too. I don't even know if we started this. We were just so excited about the win. The start to this game was something like I'd never seen before. It went punt, fumble, fumble, punt, punt, fumble. And in that span, it was like a total of like 50 yards for both teams combined. There was like no offense. Nobody could hold on to the ball. There was nothing going on. Halftime, it's 6-3.
Yeah.
The over-under was like 49, and it was 6-3 at halftime. I'm like, what even is this?
Well, my big takeaway at half, and not, sorry to jump in, but I'm like, the Patriots left way too many points out there.
And they even kicked the field goal, which I think was the right call. They needed points.
You know what? We haven't even talked about this, but you're right. So I liked when there were 4 seconds left that they ran a play.
Same.
Our guy, Hunter Henry, maybe reel that one in.
Kind of put it on him quick.
He did.
I'm not making excuses for Hunter, but Milano got like just enough on him. Then the ball like hit him in the hand. Like, that was tough. But
once that play didn't work, I had no problem with kicking the field.
No, I wanted points. And also at that point, what am I going to hand the ball to Ramondre?
Right.
No.
So I probably would have done what Collinsworth was saying, which is try to sneak it in. And then if you don't get it, quick timeout.
Yeah, yeah.
Assuming you could do all that quick enough. But
locked out because if that play takes one more second,
yeah,
that's it.
And you know, Hockley really wants to get in the middle of it and, like,
just,
you know,
explain it away.
And blow the whistle and make the game about himself. And so they were fortunate there. I didn't mind running a play with 4 seconds. You had to do it quick. They did. Once they didn't get it, I would have kicked the field goal. But just, again, to go back to it, Farmer recovers the Allen fumble on, like, the – was that supposed to be a handoff to Kincaid, or did Kincaid get in the way and he was going to hand it to Cook? I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
But Allen has the fumble. You take over at the –
speaking of Farmer –
the Buffalo 47. Oh, yeah, he was a more, between him.
They had two dumbass plays on defense.
I think they had three.
Or maybe three.
Brandon Schooler.
Oh, right.
Three. They had three Durden and Farmer on that same drive.
I was like, what are you guys doing?
Which was, I never even heard of Durden. Is that, that's the guy from Fight Club?
I'm like, dude, yeah, Tyler Durden.
I was like, hey, where do you come from?
We're all Tyler Durden. Yeah. If we don't know who you are, you can't have a 15-yard penalty.
Seriously.
You cannot do it.
Was Gibbons on that same drive, too, or was that later?
Ooh, Gibbons had a bad one?
Pass interference.
Where he shoved Cook out of bounds, that one?
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
That wiped away an interception, yeah.
Yeah.
That was on the game-tying field goal drive.
Yeah, they still had eight accepted penalties for 93 yards.
Yeah, Hawkins had an interception wiped off. That was on the field goal drive. Yeah, no, they started piling up penalties at the end of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Farmer falls on that.
Mm-hmm.
They take over the Buffalo 47. Ramondre, next play, fumbles it right back. so then you go back and forth. They get another fumble. Hawkins recovers on the one. This is the one that I thought Gonzalez kind of went after wishy-washy.
Yep.
Take over the Buffalo 11, you only get 3 points. And so the big takeaway for me coming out at halftime, getting ready for the second half, Bills get the ball, and they march right down the field. 10 plays, 71 yards, they take the lead. I'm like, the Patriots had a chance to step on their throats, and they got 3 points off those two turnovers. That wasn't enough.
Yeah, but it was just sort of like a boxing match where, like, both teams are kind of, like, feeling each other out. They weren't really able to do much. I mean, nothing on the scoreboard. Now, part of that is guys on both teams dropping the ball, but there really wasn't much going on. But then when you needed it, Drake May was able to come up with it. And some of it was definitely, like, off script, like trying to, you know, figure out plays on the fly. And Steph Diggs and he have great chemistry. We mentioned after the first week, 2 weeks of the season, Drake May, Pop Douglas just don't have it. Like, they don't have it. Like, one guy's running one way, one guy's throwing it the other. Like, they just, for whatever reason, don't have it. He and Steph Diggs, who he hasn't even known as long, they do have a connection. And last night you saw it. Diggs only played 30 plays, which was half of the offensive snaps.
You said that. That's still I didn't realize it was that low.
That's because when he's out there, they throw him the ball. Meanwhile, other guys like Mac Hollins are out there more, but they don't throw to Mac Hollins. You don't even really notice when he's out there on a running play or on a play maybe they throw it to a tight end or whatever else. But he had targeted 12 times. He was out there for 30 plays.
I feel like the 12 was not enough.
I agree. I definitely could have gone to him more.
I would have thrown. There was a point in the game where I'm like, I only want Drake May rolling out and potentially running or throwing to Diggs. That's all I want.
First play of the game was awesome because you saw what kind of gas was in Steph Diggs for the night. You're like, oh, he is super motivated for this.
He
great
had a
play,
cut.
Made a guy miss.
He had a cut we haven't seen in a Patriots uniform very first catch. And then he did it like 18 different times last night.
It was like 6 years ago since there was good wide receiver play from the Patriots. His name was Julian Edelman. It's been a long time since then. And back-to-back weeks now, Steph Diggs over 100 yards. And some of the plays he made last night, no other receiver on the team would have made. I mean, the one that we keep going back to where he does like a little bit of a double move, realizes Drake May still has the ball, and then goes running towards the sideline. Perfect throw by Drake May and a really difficult catch. And to stay in bounds, like all part of it, from Steph Diggs. So I think now Drake May's confidence is growing because he knows he's got a guy like that he can rely on. So much of it was outside the pocket, too, for Drake May, where when we talk about him running.
Darts and scampers. Keith.
Darts and scampers, or as Wiggy texted me, dampers. Just add the two together.
Oh, Wiggy wants to call them
dampers.
Dampers now.
Yeah, dampers.
You don't want to call it a damper.
I know. We'll
that's a downer.
Yeah, it's true. But he had three, like, carries in the game.
Uh-huh.
So when I say, like, scampers, I don't always mean, like, tuck the ball and run it for 20 yards. But I mean, get outside the pocket and kind of get something, the old backyard football thing. Like, let him do that. First play of the game was that. You know, and Tirico and Collins were all over that. They're like, Sunday night football, hostile environment, and you get the guy, like, booting to the left and then throwing a quick dart to Steph Diggs. So, no, it was an awesome game. A little bit of a slower start, right, to really get going. But then when you needed it, he made big plays. And tie game, late fourth quarter, he gets him into field goal range. So, like, you really couldn't have asked for much more out of Drake, man.
Well, and I like the attitude from Vrabel and May after the game. They were both like, well, guys, I know it wasn't a great first half. That was the the gist of the questioning after the game was, what kind of halftime adjustments were there to both Vrabel and May? And they're like, well, we were beating arguably the best team in football at their place on national TV. Like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
so go out there and you know, keep playing. You can weigh in all day long, 617-779-7937. Speaking of Vrabel, here he was last night on the connection between Stephon Diggs and Drake May.
Well, I just, one, I'm proud of both of them. You know, being able to emotionally come back here for Steph and be into this thing all week. You're a really good leader for us, stack a couple really good games together. There's a lot of trust. And again, we're going to move the ball around, right? We're going to move the ball. Everybody helped us again tonight. And I think just a really gutty performance from Drake. Really just continue to enjoy watching him grow and lead this football team. And, you know, it was good for us to again, we'd love to have a win by two scores, but being able to come back and execute in a critical situation, take the clock down, you know, and win it on our terms.
Okay.
Yeah.
You highlighted the two-score thing where he's like, hey, we wish we won going away. But it was a gutty performance. And I think even though in real time it wasn't necessarily comfortable, you get more out of a game like that where he executes on the road, hostile environment, prime time, formerly undefeated team on the other side. And now in the huddle, people can look at him and go, we know Drake can do it. We didn't know if he could do it. He had never done it.
Yeah, I think it's far more valuable long term than just winning by two scores. Like, say it's a game where the Bills don't have it. You turn over Allen a couple times. The defense is good, because eventually you are going to have to win a close game, and a close game on the road. And whether it happens to be in Buffalo or in Kansas City or wherever it might be, like, you're going to need to do that. And now you have something to fall back on. Like, I loved the Panther game, too. You blew out the Panthers and, like, see you later. And you have a lot of bad teams on the schedule, so there might be a few more blowouts along the way. But if you get into the playoffs, and I think they do, but let's see, long season. If they get in and they're even, like, at Pittsburgh, team I don't love, but let's say they're at Pittsburgh and it's close late, well, you can still – now you have this experience of actually doing it against a good team.
And just speaking about Pittsburgh, he had a chance to do it against Pittsburgh and didn't. Yeah. So now he's done it. Text line 617-779-7937. Instead of dampers, Keith, how about skarts?
Skarts?
Yeah. Darts and scampers.
Okay.
Skarts.
Skarts.
That's more scampers and darts,
scampers,
I guess.
Scampers and darts.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah, we're all around.
Watch your profanity.
Yeah, I know. We're all around.
Watch your profanity.
A couple of numbers here on Drake May, and then we'll hear from Drake after the game. This is Boston Sports
Nymph.
Nymph?
Yeah, Nymph.
Now on Twitter, it's easy to remember, at JSGIII22661.
Okay. You got in on the ground floor of that.
Drake May. Players in NFL history with four or more consecutive games in a single season with Keith. 200 or more passing yards. Okay. 73 or greater completion percentage. Okay. 100 or greater passer rating. The list is two players long. Drake May, Tom Brady. That's it.
Wow.
200 yards, 73%, 100 passer rating, four consecutive games. Boom. That's the list. Both Patriots quarterbacks.
Love that. 73% is an odd number. No. Also, they didn't say anything about touchdowns because he didn't throw any. But
very arbitrary, but that's the list. That's the list.
Any Tom Brady stat that is just you and Tom Brady, I would take.
Drake May, first half, 9 of 16, 89 yards. Second half, 13 out of 14, 184. He led three scoring drives, two touchdowns, and the go-ahead field goal drive. So Drake May locked in in the second half, like many of our guests today. I think Hunter Henry said this. I know Christian Ellis said this.
Definitely.
But it was a fun game out there for Drake May.
Yeah. Just give thanks to the good Lord, man. That was fun. That was a tough one. I took everybody in that locker room, and the guys came out, and we battled. You know, didn't play the best in the first half. The defense helped us out, and we came back offensively and got some things going. And two-man drive at the end, just go down and win it. That's what you want.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank the good Lord. It was a fun one out there.
It was a fun one.
So
you get the result you wanted.
I wonder if we have to start looking at the Patriots any differently and raise our expectations. I know when I asked you this earlier, Keith, you said, well, I already had high expectations.
I did. High, high.
But neither of us had them beating the Bills, so do we have to revise upwards?
Well, I also didn't have them losing to the Raiders, and I know it's sort of a week-to-week thing, and I've just been kind of wrong at predicting which games they win and lose, but I did think they'd be 3-2. And so beating the Bills is great. And that is more of a signature win. Like, if this was college football, it'd be like a weighted win where you're like, oh, that moves you up the power rankings. But I already went in pretty high, so I don't want to go – I'm not going to be like, oh, here comes 12 wins. Like, I think 10 wins, I just feel even more confident about it than I did at the beginning of the year. And when you factor in Cincinnati not having Joe Burrow and the Ravens defense being a historically bad defense.
On pace for the most points allowed in NFL history. So that's the Ravens defense.
Those are two playoff teams I thought of. Not that I thought these were playoff teams, but I didn't know the Jets and the Dolphins were going to be two of the worst teams in all of football.
Right.
So when you factor all that in, now it's like, all right, now you're going to have to make the playoffs. Like, I'm not saying you go crazy and you advance really far, but I think now the expectation where at the beginning of the year, I think, you know, according to Vegas, there was a better chance they miss than they make. I think you have to revise that. I think they better be a playoff team now.
Next
Duck
four
boats.
For the Pats at New Orleans, 1-4.
Yeah, the trash.
At Tennessee, 1-4. Home against Cleveland, 1-4. Atlanta coming off a bye week now at 2-2. That's the next month for the Pats. So I think if you want to revise upwards, go right ahead. Dylan is in Boston. Hello, Dylan.
Hello, Dylan.
Hey, guys. The ball's well. Wanted to call in because last night I'm watching the game. I'm not an expert. I'm just an average Joe who likes football. But it seemed like a lot of those plays were that May-Diggs combination. Plays blew up. May scrambles, finds Diggs. Have you guys been, I want to see your guys' opinion, a bit disappointed in the play calling by Josh McDaniels? I haven't seen the excitement. A lot of screens, runs, Mermandre fumbling every time he runs. Do you think McDaniels at all is holding back Drake May?
So, no. So I thought this call was actually coming at it from the opposite end. I think McDaniels has been fine.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about how he's brought along Drake May in year two compared to how they were bringing him along in year one, I think that's fine. I just thought it was odd, some of the reaction on Twitter last night. You can tell who's in the McDaniels mafia and who isn't.
And that part's annoying.
They're like, Lou Riddick on Twitter last night, like leading the McDaniels mafia.
Yeah.
Boy, that Josh McDaniels is a pretty good play caller. I'm like, what plays is he calling? Drake May's rolling out.
Steph Diggs, is that the route that he was supposed to run on that?
Pulling or plays just, out of his ass. Stephon Diggs is hanging out of bounds by 3 feet, catching the ball out of bounds. It's
just like he drew
what?
It up.
So my takeaway last night wasn't what a game by McDaniels.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go where the caller is either and say McDaniels is holding him back. I mean, that's way too harsh.
No. It's probably somewhere in the middle. Like, I think he's been good. Like, I think you know, because some of the Stevenson stuff is not his fault, right? Like, I think Vrabel's the one that's like, hey, stick with him. And then some of those plays, I mean, that's three big turnovers right there. So maybe it's a little bit different. But is Drake May playing a lot better than he was a year ago? Is arrow up on Drake May? Yes. So I think the offensive coordinator is going to have to get some of that credit. Also, Steph Diggs, you know, it's funny. Only, you know, early in the season, one game can dramatically change what you're projected for.
Oh.
So after like two games, he was projected for like 650 yards. Do you know what it is now after last night?
1,200.
Yeah. Over 1,200. Really? Like 99 catches, 1,200 yards.
Wow.
Which, I mean, but five games, like, that's a third of the season.
Well, and he's looked, look, week one, I actually thought, like, if you asked me the second the game ended against the Raiders, I would have been like, eh. Then we took a step back.
He had some good catches.
We took a step back, and you're like, that's actually pretty decent production.
Right.
The next 2 weeks were worthless. These last 2 weeks have been awesome.
So they've been a treat.
And last night was incredible.
So with all that, like, some of the new guys and everything else, I would say McDaniels has been good. And you're right. Like, there are certain people, and I'm not going to blame McDaniels for the over-the-top compliments that he gets from his buddies that are all in the media. Like, put that to the side. McDaniels has been pretty good. They're scoring some points. It was a slow start in the first half yesterday, but they scored enough to win, and I think it's heading in a positive direction.
617-779-7937. How good was Steph Diggs, and how big of a leader has he become? This is something that I personally did not see coming. We'll get to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pressure lay at him. He gets rid of it, and it's caught. What a play to Diggs for the first down across the 40-yard line. Drake May, what a play. Wow.
You have to be kidding me. First of all, he's trying to get outside the pocket so he could throw it away. And then he just stood up and he said, my guy is right there, and made one of the great plays of the night.
That play from Drake May was awesome last night.
Pretty sick.
When we compare him to Josh Allen, and we've done it, I know our pal Susan in Worcester, is that her name?
Yeah, she did not care for it.
She did not like
she
that
did
analogy.
Not like that analogy.
GMs make that comparison. Yeah. We played you a clip from Bedard doing that. They were doing it throughout the broadcast last night, so we're certainly not the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
But when you compare him to Josh Allen, I mean, that's what we're talking about. The strength, the athleticism, the ability to freelance and go off script. And sometimes that gets him in trouble. It did against Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh game. It got him in trouble in that game. But last night he comes through in a massive spot. And I think one of the themes of Drake May coming through is every time he needed to make a play, just about. Booty had one big catch on that drive as well. 19-yard laser that got him right on the cusp of field goal range. And May dropped it in beautifully against the Bills defense. Pretty much every time Drake May needed a play last night, the guy he was looking to was Stephon Diggs.
And as he should. I mean, Diggs has pretty much rewarded him. He did have one that, you know, he'd like to have back last night. Probably went down as a drop, but he had 10 catches on 12 targets.
Yeah, and that, I thought in real time, that was
a
straight-up drop. I mean, May intentionally threw behind him because of where the defense was sitting, but that was on the replay, that was a more difficult catch than I thought, but he should have that.
Yeah, well, especially like him. Like, maybe not every receiver makes that play, and obviously he didn't in that spot, but you know, he more than made up for it with some of the other plays that he has had. Still going to get him in the end zone. Like, I think that'll come, right? It's been five games, still no touchdowns yet for Steph Diggs, but he almost scored twice yesterday. And so it feels like that's only a matter of time. But no, every good young quarterback, I think, desperately needs the sort of security blanket receiver in order to become great. Like, they all do. Like, you can even be like, Mahomes had Kelsey, right? That's what Kelsey was early on. And then, obviously, certain guys can sort of take it to the next level even when they don't have those guys. And they can be sort of, like, receiver-proof. But early on, you got to have somebody.
I just didn't think Diggs was still that. And the last 2 weeks, he has been. And if this is what he's going to look like on the other side of the injury as he gets more and more healthy, look out. Diggs, by the way, you said this a couple of times, first Patriots player with at least 100 yards in consecutive games within a season since Julian Edelman did it in 2019. Diggs also had 61 yards after the catch, Keith.
Woo!
According to ESPN research, that's his most in a game since 2022 when he was on the Bills. He had 62 against the Chiefs in week 6 of that season. So you can see right from his first catch. I think I know your answer to this. If you had to pick out a favorite play from Diggs last night, was it that first one?
So it's hard because the one that he had to ad lib and break off his route and then go to the sideline and we compliment the throw and the catch, that was ridiculous. But I think the first play you were like, oh, like this is what we're getting now. Like
he is in a different
made a guy
headspace
and then was like yeah.
Different player.
Yep. That was great. And then he had another one later in the game, too, that was sort of similar to that first play.
Is that the one where he lost the football and had to go back and collect it?
Might have been. Look at this.
But the toe tap on the sideline was unreal.
Yeah.
That was an unreal catch by Diggs. So I think the common theme is every time Drake needed to make a play, and someone just texted about this, 617-779-7937. Guys, just an observation. I feel like the biggest point in the game for May was answering the Bills' opening drive to start the second half. So, remember, the Patriots settle for a field goal at 6-3 at halftime. Bills come out, 10 plays, 71 yards, way too easy. Touchdown to Curtis Samuel. Bills are up 10-6. And Drake answers it, 5 plays, 74 yards. Two of the plays were to Diggs.
True.
The 32-yarder, the one that they improvised, which you talked about, and another catch on that drive. You then get the Marcus Jones interception. Patriots take over and go right back down the field. 11 plays, 90 yards on that drive. May hit Diggs 4 different times, 53 yards,
yeah,
including
good.
A 30-yarder. Both of Diggs' long catches on these back-to-back drives set up the Ramondre touchdowns. One got the Patriots to the Buffalo 4. The other got the Patriots to the Buffalo 6. And then that stiff arm play on the final drive was Diggs' only catch on the final drive to lead to the go-ahead field goal or game-winning field goal, rather. All of those drives, the common theme was Diggs got the drive started, and Diggs was the primary focus on those drives.
Yeah, and as he should be. And then, you know, you could still sprinkle in some of the others. I mean, Hunter Henry, who had been one of the team's leading receivers through the first four games of the year, only had 2 catches last night, but one of them was also on that last touchdown drive, which was a great grab.
We could have used the third one down at the goal line. But you're right. On the touchdown drive, true.
Yep.
He also had that one. Was that going into halftime? He had the high catch a point. Or high point a catch rather. Going down inside
Kayshawn,
the 20.
And then on the field goal drive, Kayshawn Booty had a big catch. So those guys didn't do a lot, they made big contributions.
I think that was a much harder throw than a lot of people would give that credit for. I mean,
it was a tough throw.
May had to zip that in there. That was a big play on that drive as well.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs knew what he was getting into in terms of an environment last night in Buffalo. I like this description, Keith, of going in on national TV against the Bills in that building.
It was lit, prime time. I played here before. I've been on the other side. It was just electrifying, and I knew that it was going to be a test for us. Like, obviously, with the guys that we got, and, you know, we all new to each other. I think 9 new starters compared to 11 on offense. So going into a hostile environment, and biggest thing is just the fundamentals and being violent. You know what I'm saying? Like, be the aggressor. It's going to be a hostile there. You know, it's a great football team. So trying to take the fight to them.
I didn't think I was going to like listening to Steph Diggs.
I didn't think I was
going to like his message. I can't believe I'm saying this, Keith, but and it might be the honeymoon period that you suggested.
You were motivated by him.
Well, I was motivated by what we're going to play for you coming up. I can't believe he's a leader on this team. Like an actual lead. He was an honorary captain last night. I get why Vrabel did it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because listen to Diggs. We played this earlier. It's worth playing again. Listen to Diggs before the game last night.
Lean on your brother. Yep. Play for your brother. We all we got, we all we need. Play hard. Play smart. Offense, let's go beat us. Defense, special teams, if it don't got a blue jersey on, take that. Gang on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Gang. So look, to me, I thought he was going to be a problem in the room. He's a leader, Keith. And I don't know that that's going to last. I don't know that's going to hold up. But through 5 weeks, he has been way, way better in that department than I ever thought he was going
to be. Honestly, I was kind of surprised he wasn't a captain on this year's team to start the season because he's been a captain everywhere he's been. And so you could argue about like how it ended everywhere. Fine, that's a separate debate. But even in Houston, he just arrived in Houston a year ago, captain, hurt after 8 games, and then he was gone. They chose not to bring him back. They went in a different direction at receiver. But he's been in the league a long time. I think by the end in Minnesota, he was a captain. I think for a number of the years in Buffalo, he was a captain. When you look in that receiver room, I mean, none of those guys have played any time. I mean, Matt Collins, I guess, is a veteran. But, like, the other guys are all super young. Offensively, a lot of turnover, a lot of, like, younger guys. Hunter Henry has been a captain, and then other years he hasn't been. So I was just wondering, maybe it'd be Drake May and Steph Diggs. And, you know, all the coaches will tell you, like, you don't have to have a C on your jersey to be a leader. And I think Diggs still will be. And, you know, great call by Vrabel to even push him forward a little bit more, being like, hey, you're a game day captain for this game.
Which, I mean,
it was a no-brainer, but, like, good that he did it.
He had the guys ready to go. Yep. He was ready to go. So credit to him. I didn't think he could do it.
And that was all game long, too. So that was pregame that he did that. Obviously, he was great. He, late in the game, when the defense was out there during one of the timeouts, I guess he was like on the field, like firing up the defense. You had mentioned earlier, first guy after Ramondre Stevenson fumbled that came up to him was Steph Diggs. So, like, all the different stuff that you would do or you would want from your leader, Steph Diggs was doing that yesterday.
Credit to him. I didn't think he was a leader. Through 5 weeks, he's been one. Charlie is in Boston. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, guys. Great show so far. Game was awesome last night. It was super fun to watch. Diggs was insane out there making great plays. We got to, like, just pump the brakes a little bit.
Why?
On, like, the pats of a run. Because do you expect Diggs to go out there and be that sharp every single game?
Maybe not 140 yards, I now am to the point where I expect him to be a number one. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm comfortable with it, but I feel like we relied almost too much on Diggs that game. He was, like, the only huge contribution. Everybody else contributed in different ways, but also I think the Bills are going to leave this game feeling how we felt about losing to the Steelers. Like, everything went wrong for us. Everything went right for them. Like, yeah, we won, but, like, we got to just pump the brakes a touch.
Okay.
I don't really want to pump the brakes.
They've been so bad. Why are we pumping the brakes after a nice win on national TV? Why do we got to do that? They've been so bad for so long. Yeah. I'm not pumping the brakes today.
So, a couple weeks ago, the Browns beat the Packers. And if you were, like, a Cleveland fan, you're like, oh, yeah, just beat the Packers, one of the best teams in the league, like, Super Bowl now. Pump the brakes because there wasn't really enough to show with it. You were probably going to bench your quarterback anyway. Like, there were so many reasons why that was more of a one-off win than this. I'm with him. I don't expect Diggs or really any receiver to have 150 yards every single game. Unless you're Cooper Kupp in 2021, you're probably not going to be able to pull that off.
Right.
So
unless you're Puka Nacua right now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, fine. Unless you're Puka Nacua.
Good job,
but
Nick.
I just feel like you should be really excited because it's who you beat, where you beat them, and the performance you got out of your second-year quarterback. Like, those are all reasons to be super excited. Plus, the hope was, maybe they'll be like a frisky, like, 6-7 win team. No. The hope was they would be a playoff team this year.
Seven or eight. Good call.
I was higher than all those numbers.
9 or 10.
And you just beat maybe the best team in the league. So, no, I'm not going to pump the brakes. I'm gonna step on the gas.
They won back-to-back games for the first time in 3 years. Drake May looks like the guy. He just beat Josh Allen in primetime on national TV.
And you play a bunch of trash bag teams coming up.
They have a winning record. Diggs was off. Why are we pumping the brakes?
I don't know.
If they just lose next week to New Orleans, we'll need new brakes. But I don't see why we need to come in today and tamp that down.
The next four quarterbacks they face are Spencer Rattler, Cam Ward, Dylan Gabriel, and Michael Penis Jr. Like, good gravy.
Like, you just said it.
Sorry.
If you're a Saints fan, and the Saints just won a game, and you're like, here we go, we're 1-4.
Yeah, it's like,
pump those brakes.
Right. Or the Titans. It's like, you needed the Arizona Cardinals to lose the game.
Cam Ward had the sickest go-ahead touchdown pass I've ever seen. But, like, those fan bases should be pumping brakes, or fortunate they won.
Yeah.
This one is not worth pumping the brakes. This is one to get excited
over. Get fired up.
617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. We'll get back to Ramondre Stevenson and the fumbles, how Mike Vrabel talked about it this morning on WEEI. And speaking of Vrabel, are we finally starting to see the impact of Vrabel here in year one? Let's get to it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let me tell you something. I'm happy for you. Okay, it's you. It's the players. Fellas, you guys go out there and do this. Okay, so much we can do to improve. We talked about taking the next step. Okay, and they were in the way. Okay, and we took the next step. Okay, but I'm not surprised. I want you to understand it. I'm not surprised at all. Okay, game ball. Diggs, there you go. Yeah!
Rob Zombie probably pretty happy for that win, right?
Oh, Haverhill's own. Although he hated Haverhill, never wants to come back.
How's he feel about the Patriots? Do we know?
I probably hates him. I don't think he's a big sports guy.
No?
I don't think he's wild. No. I love Rob Zombie.
You don't think he was locked in last night?
I don't think he's a big sports guy. No.
Man, that's unfortunate. He missed a good game there,
he's
Rob.
Probably doing like a horror movie marathon, would be my guess.
Mr. Zombie, you missed a good game.
He'd be rocking out somewhere. Yeah. Oh, he missed a hell of a game.
Yeah.
He should ring the bell one night at the, or at the lighthouse. Here he is, Haverhill's own Rob Zombie.
That's a good idea.
He's like, I don't want to be here.
They've already had, I think they've had both Wahlbergs this year.
Yep. There's so more Wahlbergs.
Yeah.
You have more, the guy that owns the burger place. Bring them all in there.
That's true. Mix in Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie and his brother Spider, who is the lead singer of Power Man 5000.
Well, let's not do, oh, really?
Yeah, it's his brother.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not do that all in one week, though.
No.
Yeah, yeah. No. Rob Zombie, you get like maybe a game around Halloween.
Speaking of Wahlberg.
What's his brother's name?
Spider?
Spider.
Yeah.
Spider Zombie?
Yeah.
Spider Zombie? You can do a later game. You get a December game.
Did you see the preview for the there's another documentary on the Red Sox?
Wait.
There's another documentary.
No, this is the one we already knew about, right? It's another like 04 Red Sox, yeah. Yankees documentary.
Well, no, but another one meaning like it's coming out,
yes,
right?
But with like Matt Damon and
it's
Ben
legit,
Affleck.
Like,
and
Donnie Wahlberg telling us about how great the comeback was.
Yeah.
And Matt and Ben.
What comeback?
Yeah, exactly. They should probably cover it. It seemed like a big deal.
That does get enough coverage.
It's this Donnie Wahlberg who I like, fine, but like here we got to have him again telling us about how good the 04 comeback was.
I wasn't into that anyways. I'm even less into it now that the Yankees knocked out the Red Sox. Like I really don't have the appetite for it.
I don't really want to see that either.
But anyways,
Rob Zombie not on the documentary.
He is not in there.
No,
he might be ringing the bell.
He should
keep her the light.
That'd be my submission.
While you were hearing some Rob Zombie there, though, you also heard a game ball for Steph Diggs.
Well-earned?
Very much well-earned.
Yeah.
I believe the game balls were Diggs and Borgalis, both deserving.
Both well-earned.
It's a little surprise Drake May didn't get one there, but whatever.
I think it's a little carrot. Are they dangling a carrot? Like, hey, Drake, you got to really do something to get a game ball.
I mean, he looks at Borgalis with two game balls this year, and he has zero. And it's like, hey, what's a guy got to do to get a game ball?
It's motivation at its finest.
I guess whatever Vrabel's doing right now is working. Here's what I'll say, and this is not a commentary on it being good or bad. I didn't realize Vrabel was as much of a player's coach as he is. He was waiting in the hallway for Diggs and May running off the field with Sunday Night Football. He's waiting in the, underneath the stadium to run into
the
locker room.
Yeah, tunnel, giving guys hugs.
Tunnel, thank you. Hugs, dap those guys up, high-fiving them, smooches all over, and they run in there. And then he's got the team all fired up. I thought, and maybe this is the blend of Mayo and Belichick, I just thought he was a gruffer, less of a player's coach. I was surprised to see him jumping around in that into it. And again, it's not even a good or bad commentary. I feel like that was our first real window into that.
Yeah, because I think, we see him at times like being really sarcastic, and I think he might even describe himself as like a bit of a hard ass. But there also is that former player in there, and I think he knows what it takes for these guys all week to get ready for a game, and then a big game like that, and then, I don't know if celebrating is the right word, but like that kind of thing. Like when the game's over, like, be proud of yourself for what you accomplished, and then kind of move on to the next thing. So it is, like, you want to sort of... And in this day and age, you don't want to go full Belichick. You don't want to go full Mayo, but you can find kind of like a little bit of the hybrid, and maybe that's what he is.
You don't need to be Aaron Glenn moonwalking on the sidelines. As cool as that was.
I think it's going to be a one and done for Aaron.
I think
it might just be a one and done for Aaron.
I saw, this is a side topic, but Rich Cimini covers the Jets. Yeah. He's like, I covered the Rich Kotite Jets.
This is worse?
He's like, that's...
Sick brag, bro.
He's like, that's the worst... This is at halftime. He's like, that's the worst half of Jets football I've ever seen.
Wow. Rich Kotite was a mess.
That's about as bad
as
he
might be
gets.
The worst coach of all time.
So, look, again, it's not a commentary on good or bad. It's just what it was. I didn't realize that's the way Vrabel was going to carry himself after these games, which just surprised me. Rex Ryan on Get Up this morning, giving a lot of compliments, a lot of praise to Mike Vrabel as well.
The most impressive thing wasn't Drake May to me. It was Mike Vrabel. This football team, look at the difference he's already had on this football team. Yeah. I mean, it's night and day. They actually play defense now, all right? They got rookies all over the damn place. The whole left side of the line is rookies. Mm-hmm. You got to be killing them. Well, not so much, all right? I'm telling you, the difference, it's him.
Okay, you agree with that?
I think he is a difference, but no, it's overstated by a former coach trying to prop up coaches. First 3 weeks, they didn't look great at defense. They were missing tackles. They've had a ton of penalties. That even continued last night. I think the defense has looked better the last two games because Christian Gonzalez is out there. I think the offense has looked better the last two games because Steph Diggs looks a lot better the last two games. I don't want to not give credit to Mike Vrabel, but Drake May, Steph Diggs, Christian Gonzalez, Andy Borgalis, like they were more of the reason why you won yesterday.
I would just say that feels like the first game that Rex watched this year. Mm-hmm. They haven't started games on time outside of this Buffalo game last night. They're still way too penalized. Those are reflections on the coach. But last night was a good night for Mike Vrabel. So I think we're finally starting to see that impact. You can discuss 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. On a Patriots Monday, a reminder, Drake May joins WEEI Afternoons later on today.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Thank you. Yep. If you miss Mike Vrabel, that's on the Odyssey app. You can use the rewind feature to listen to him from the Greg Hill Show this morning. Let's get back into Romandre. It's time to forgive him. Did he redeem himself after yesterday? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.